I'm Pat Hyben, and over the past 25 years, I've sold over 7,000 homes, selling over $1 billion in volume. In 2010, I sold my team business to my top agent and went on book tour promoting my book, Six Steps to Seven Figures, A Real Estate Professional's Guide to Building Wealth and Creating Your Destiny. That book went on to become a New York Times bestseller. Now I live off the passive income streams from the real estate I bought with commissions I earned as a full-time agent. And I am committed to giving back to the real estate industry as so many mentors of mine have given back to me. On this show, we'll interview the world's best agents, brokers, coaches, and investors to help you make more commissions and create the life you deserve. Get a free copy of Chantel Ray's Five Alive contract, the form that she has her agents sign to get a guaranteed $75,000 salary if they don't make it in commissions. A very controversial plan that's happening in her market today. You can get a free copy. Just text CONTRACT to 444-999 or go to HybenDigital.com/contract. That's HybenDigital.com/contract or just text CONTRACT to 444-999. Okay, Rockstar Nation, we have a great guest today coming to you from the island of St. John's. Now, wait a minute. It's not the St. John that you may know of near St. Thomas. It's a different one. It's actually in Newfoundland, Canada. It's a lot colder than the one you're thinking of. But nonetheless, our guest is an expert at getting real estate agents and salespeople in general to make more commissions, to make more money, to get things done, to get out of a slump, to start out and become agent of the month or rookie of the year, no matter what your business is, mortgage, real estate, or copy salespeople. And this guy is really making some waves. There's been some great press about him. He's got a book, he's got a podcast, and I was excited to get him on the show. So without further ado, Chris Spurvey, welcome to Real Estate Rockstars.
Oh, thank you, Pat. That's a great opening. I wish my wife was listening. Then she would at least know who she's married to.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you give our audience a little breakdown on your life there, buddy, who you are, that sort of thing, so we can get to know you better.
Yeah, sure. You mentioned at the opening, I live in St. John's, Newfoundland. It's the East Coast, the furthest easterly point in North America. We're known as we have our own time zone. It's 1.5 hours ahead of Eastern Standard Time. And I guess we're stuck out in the Atlantic Ocean. Demographics, we're about 500,000 people or so in the entire province. That is roughly the size of the state of Texas. And I guess my main claim to fame is I followed, like many people, through university. I followed many of my friends into more of an accounting kind of focus, and then I kind of came to realize that following wasn't going to give me the ticket to freedom, and so I decided I was going to make some changes, and I decided to pursue a career in sales. So I left an insurance company where I had a safe, stable, secure job and jumped into an IT consulting company. At the time, we were roughly 10 employees, and they hired me as their manager of business development. They took a bit of a risk in hiring me because I had no real background in sales prior to that. And I was really in a commission-based opportunity. And so I struggled out of the gate, but eventually I got it. I started to realize that sales is more than pushing. It's very much about service and bringing value and problem solving. All the things we hear today from many of the sales trainers, these are the things I started to really get. And when I say get, I would say I started to get at the emotional level and not just that intellectual level. I began to go out and make it happen.
So right? you saw other people saying, hey, you know, push, 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 close, close, close. And you're like, there's a better way to do this. And I want to be involved in that movement. And you created your sales academy and your coaching business. So let's talk a little bit. You give this course, right, which is the five. Well, why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, so as I began to move along in my sales career, I began to realize, hey, I can help people here. I can help real estate agents. I can help entrepreneurs and sales professionals really start to get sales. And so I began to teach. I began to write my book. I began to do my podcast. And I came to the realization that, you know what, everybody out there, not everybody, but there many people are struggling in sales because what they have on the screen of their mind is an image of sales that's archaic, right? And so that's kind of the theme of my book. It's called It's Time to Sell, Cultivating the Sales Mindset. And what it does is it plants the proper image of sales on the screen of people's minds. And what I began to do then is start to build out programs. Right now I'm running the Successful Sales Program, which is I have an initial group of 27 people going through that program. It's a 6-module program. But one of the modules is all about breaking out of a sales slump. And I provide a 5-step process to break out of that sales slump, which really focuses on more the self-image, because I think you'll agree that when you're in a sales slump, you start to second guess, your confidence goes down. And so my 5-step kind of formula is more geared towards that, right?
It's geared towards
building it up.
Building up, getting out of the ditch, you know. And I know I addressed this in my book. I can't remember what the numbers were, but it was, you know, similar. It was steps to get out. Mine was actually things to do to get out. Yours is 5 steps to get out. Now, here's the thing, guys. Even if you're listening and you're not in a slump, this stuff is great for ways to just jumpstart your month, to jumpstart your year, to any agent coming into the business brand new. All these 5 steps can be implemented by anybody and everybody. Your slump could be like 2 days, right? Your slump could be like 1 week. If you just had a crappy week and you're like, damn, I need some new business. That's the slump. But don't think of this as a slump as a, hey, you haven't sold a house in 8 months, right? This is stuff that people can use day in and day out, or an office manager can give this somebody and be like, dude, you didn't sell a house last month, or you only have 1 settlement. You know, the minimum here is 3, or we expect you to do 3. Jump on this 5-step process, right?
You got it. Yeah, no, okay. You're absolutely right. And it's one of those things you can actually, even if you're not in a slump, it'll just help you maintain consistency to your revenues and you know, your intake. So, I mean, I agree with you 100%. We almost need to be subscribing to a daily dose of personal development in order as a means to maintain that consistency.
Okay, so what's the first step? Let's just say you're a real estate agent and last month, you had the, you know, a slow month compared to the last 12, the slowest month of 12, or you just felt like you weren't on your game, you weren't on your A game, you've had better moments. What do you do? What's the first thing you do?
Yeah, well, the first thing for me, I mean, the foundation is that we think in pictures. And what we want to do is we want to build a picture that motivates us. And so for me, step one is reliving your past successes on the screen of your mind. So put together an inventory of your past successes in situations when, you know, despite things being stacked against you, you came out on top and made the sale. And if it helps, tell these stories to a friend and then write them down, you know. And so play these movies on the screen of your mind as you start your day. Instead of starting your day by questioning your abilities, start your day by proving to yourself that you are perfectly capable of helping, you know, your clients to solve their most taxing problems. And I think you'll agree that real estate is one of the most, it's your number one asset. So when you're helping your clients deal with their number one asset, I mean, what better thing to help people with than that? So relive past successes on the screen of the mind. And so I instruct the people I coach and work with, put together an inventory. I believe in the idea of ending your day with writing down some small wins, and that forms the inventory of past successes that you can then start to relive every morning when you wake up. So relive the past successes on the screen of your mind is step one.
That's awesome, and I think, you know, having them written down is a brilliant way to relive them, or you know what I mean? Because we forget, right? We forget so quick, you know, when we had a killer month, or we forget so quick when we had those clients that raved about us. I mean, here's the thing. People think it's egotistical to go through and read their reviews on Zillow and Realtor and but, you know, to read the good ones. And they go straight to maybe one bad one. You know, but really, you should be reading your 5-star reviews every day as like your coffee. You know, read like, start your day by reading 2 Zillow reviews that are 5 stars. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, your mindset will be so much better for the day.
Right, right. And I would even go as far, and this is, for me, I you know, the reality of it is we have 5 senses. We have the sensory factor of touch. We have the sensory factor of smell, taste, hear. And so take those descriptions of past successes, like you said, on Zillow, and really, you know, embellish them. Feel what it felt like in the moment. What did it smell like? What did it taste like? You know, what were you drinking? You know, you follow me? So when you have all those sensory factors built into the description, you truly do relive the moment on the screen of your mind. Our minds, I think it's Napoleon Hill says, I can't remember the exact quote, but it's, you know, you essentially by reliving it on the screen of the mind doesn't actually know if it's real or not. It believes it is because you're reliving it on the screen, right? So bringing all the sensory factors into that image.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so let's jump on to step 2. I'm in a slump. Getting better. I'm feeling better. I've read some Zillow reviews. I've thought about my successes. Now what?
Well, I mean, the second step is, as you're out there going about your business, in between client interactions, take time in between those client discussions to relax and diffuse any negative self-talk, because that's what happens. We get ourselves caught in that vicious cycle of the average, so to speak, where we are looking at our present results, and those present results are dictating how we feel in the moment. And so if it's a negative experience we've had with a particular client, then we want to diffuse that negative self-talk. And by relaxing your mind and body, you'll become more present, less uptight. So and prospective clients, they sense that tightness. We live, our intuition is our most powerful faculty. And I think you'll agree that we feel people's tenseness, tightness, and thus if we're out there as real estate agents and we have that tightness where we're thinking about our bank account balance and it's not where it needs to be, we have a client who needs their house sold and we're not able to sell it for them, our next client is going to feel that tightness. So we need to relax more, and you're less likely to be the type of person that your client wants to do business with if we're uptight and testy. So relaxation is a part of the second thing. And whether that's meditation, I don't get into that detail. For me, if I'm in between client interactions and one, I've had a negative one and I'm feeling a bit down about where I'm to, I drive up, I stop in the parking lot of my next client interaction. I just take 5 minutes or 3 minutes, shut my eyes, and again, do some image work, thinking about past successes, relax, and get myself up ready for the next interaction.
At Rebus University, we seek out the best practices of today's top real estate agents and travel around the world to film them and bring them to you in an educational format. Listen to what one of North Carolina's top REMAX agents has to say about our new certified listing program.
Hey, Pat, this is Buddy Blake with REMAX Essential. It's been a little while since we talked, but I wanted to call you and thank you and your team at Rebus University. We did the Listing Agent University and Listing Specialist course. I did it myself months ago, and I will tell you that that was one of the most informative systems I've ever done. It is meat and potato stuff versus the theoretical bullcrap that you see people say and do, and certainly you go to all these conventions and people show you all these whiz-bang new ideas. This was real in the trenches stuff, and I use it myself, and you may not even know it, but we use it for my team. I have a team of about 10, and before I allow buyer agents to take on new listings and become listing agents per se, be able to do listings, they are required to go through this course. Also, we've expanded it out. I have 5 REMAX offices, and we've got over 100 agents in our company, and a good percentage of them are now taking this course as a training program, especially new agents that we've onboard that are brand new into our system. We require them, before they can go on their first listing appointment, to take and pass this entire course. It is the best thing that's out there right now, and I want to thank you for putting it together. I'm looking forward to getting involved with some of the other courses and really looking forward to maybe a buyer agent course. That would be wonderful. But I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to work with your team. Thank you for taking the time to put it together. It was absolutely fabulous, Pat. Thank you so much. And I just hope you know how much you and your organization means to us. Thank you.
For $200 off this program, use coupon code CLA200. The Chantel Ray Five Alive program is now public. Yes, now anybody in the universe can find out what goes on behind the scenes, what the step-by-step procedures are, and what she is doing to grow so many agents making well over six figures a year. For a copy of this program, go to RebusUniversity.com and get $200 off with the coupon code 5ALIVE200. 5ALIVE200. I'll give you 200 bucks off, which is a smoking deal that others will not get, I promise you, in the future. 5ALIVE200. Just the number 5 and the number 200. At RebusUniversity.com. Okay, what about the third step?
Well, the third step is do something certain to reinforce that positive self-image. So when I think about it, or when you think about it, there's many positive client interactions we've had in the past, you know, unless we're brand spanking new. But even as a brand spanking new agent, we still have many things that we can do to reinforce that positive self-image. So at the start of each day, in addition to reliving your past successes, put yourself in a high probability situations in which positive things are more likely to occur. So maybe you have a half dozen past clients you've really benefited from working with, and ask them to meet you up for coffee, go for breakfast, talk to them about their current situations. So they're high probability situations, and so they kickstart your day. And I believe in putting myself in positive situations, say before 9 o'clock every day. So if you have those positive interactions, most of my podcasts, as an example, I know this doesn't correlate directly to the sale of a house, as an example, but I do my podcast usually before 9 a.m. in the morning. I think this interaction in and of itself is reinforcing a positive self-image, because it's a high probability situation. And I think once you get off a podcast like this, you feel good and you go out there and you got that right composition to attract proper business to you.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense. Get the blood flowing, right? Get the blood pumping, right? Yeah, I mean, exactly. You're down. It's like Anthony Robbins says, emotion creates emotion, right?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And if you get that stuff done early in the morning, and you're moving, and you're stretched, and whether your mind is stretched or whether your body is stretched or both. You know, it's a big difference.
Yeah. So if you got a list of customers who you stay in contact with on a regular basis, and I think you'll agree that that's what we need to be doing as agents. We need to be. It's not every interaction is not about buying and selling a house. It's about meeting people, staying in touch with people. So if you have your list of very positive relationships that you have and that you've dealt with in the past, meeting them for coffee in the morning, maybe setting an agenda item of meeting one or two people every morning, no matter if they have to sell a house or buy a house, it doesn't matter. It's just, it puts you in those high probability situations. And I think you'll also agree that that leads to referrals, right? You know, if you're having those interactions, there, you know, all your positive customers are great eyes and ears for you. So staying in touch with them and doing that every day, referrals are going to come from it.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of things come to mind, you know, agents prospecting, because that's how, you know, the best agents are the ones that they're not afraid to prospect, pick up the phone and get out there and get it done. And like you said, you're doing your podcasts in the morning. Yeah. Same thing. I always felt like agents are better in the morning. In the one thing, Gary Keller talks about a battery life.
Right.
And he talks about how the willpower is like a battery. And at the end of the day, there's little power left in that battery. But in the beginning of the day, you got a full battery. So utilize that battery. Don't blow it. you know, utilize that battery to make money. Right?
Right. Yeah, I've used a similar analogy just on my own self, and I instead of a battery, it's the spending of $100 every day. So the analogy being, we have $100 to spend in the run of a day. Each task we put a certain number of dollars towards, or the mental energy towards. And so if we run out of our $100 at 4 o'clock in the day, well, we've come short, right? So it's the same analogy. I like it.
Okay, cool. So what's four?
Four is, and I mentioned the mental faculty of intuition earlier. So we have these mental faculties, intuition, reason, perception, will, and so on. For me, it's basically rationalization. So using our mental faculty of reason. And the reality is, as an entrepreneur or a real estate agent, we're in the game of helping our clients to make informed decisions. And in most buying decisions, there are more factors outside of our control than within our control. So we need to look at our clients and our prospective clients' decisions sort of logically and find a way to use that information to improve our future interactions with prospective clients rather than beating ourselves up. So so to kind of paraphrase that, you know, our clients are making decisions and we can only influence them so much. So instead of beating ourselves up when they make a decision that doesn't go in our way, just, use our mental faculty of reason, which is really our ability to understand why decisions go in certain directions. So again, using that information not to beat ourselves up. And that enables us to be better going forward. We're not beating ourselves up. We're using our mental faculty of reason to understand why clients make certain decisions. And some of the times those decisions just don't go in our directions, and that's just the way it is, you know?
Okay. Okay, yeah. Good stuff. That makes sense. All right, and then what's the fifth and final thing you should do jumpstart?
Yeah, I mean, and this is you've talked about in your way to break out of a sales slump. It seems like it was more about the things you do, and really the fifth one is all about the doing. It's really taking action, and there's no denying the need for action. The first four, it's kind of more headspace stuff. Maybe some people consider it wishy-washy or mindset stuff. I believe sales is 90% mindset. So thus, the fifth one is not necessarily about mindset. It's about putting some things into action. So you cannot improve your results by sitting behind your computer all day or wallowing in self-pity. We need to take a bit of time, reflect, and make a plan, but then very quickly get out there. I say get out of the building and execute on the plan. A professional athlete will tell you point blank that the only way to get out of a slump is to play. And in sales, well, you know, we must do that exact same thing. So it's take action, right? So
yeah, put together an action plan. Go to as many, and I say this in the book, anybody that invites you to a party, go. Anybody that invites you to something, go. Anybody, you know, anything that you see that where you could meet people and hand out business cards, go. And, you know,
you got
any
it.
Type of way to get business that you can think of, do it. Right.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I often say to get the energy to do the thing, we just got to do the thing. And and so it's just just go for it, right? Like this afternoon, actually, funny enough, I'm the guest speaker at a local networking event, and I was talking to the lady who's organizing it today, and she's had about 75 RSVPs, and so I'm going to be speaking to this group of 75 people. And it turns out this is a bit of a different audience for me. I'm not used to talking to the Newfoundland-based sort of board of trade networker type people. I'm mainly a participant in that group, and most of the talking I actually do are to audiences all over North America outside of my own geography, interestingly enough. And so this is a bit of a different one for me, and I'll be frank, I'm feeling a bit of tenseness, because a lot of these people know me. They know me better than the people who I speak to in other provinces and states. So, but you know what, I'm going up about to speak, I'm going to be saying to myself, to get the energy to do the thing, you just got to do the thing. And I find as I repeat that to myself, and I just get started, you know, just take that first step up onto the stage and those first 10 words, I'll be off to the races, and I won't even be thinking about who I'm talking to as such. So the intensity or the intimidation factor won't be there. I'll be just taking action.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good for you. You know, get out there. That's the best way to do it. And so basically of these five steps, you know, four, which is 80%, right, are like mental exercises. And then one is taking action.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah. I use the analogy in a lot of my talks of the iceberg, right? And it's a here in Newfoundland, it's Iceberg Alley. So we see icebergs for 6 months of the year floating by our province. And it's the analogy of the iceberg is, in my opinion, lines up very well to sales, whereby 90% of it, 80% of it, as you mentioned, is mindset. And the other 20%, I find, falls into place with the right feeling. We truly attract our business to ourselves if we've got the mindset piece figured out, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And kind of a slump is a mindset piece, meaning like if you had a crappy week or a crappy month, it is sort of mindset, you know? You might not want to admit it. You might want to blame outside forces for it. But there's other people that are having their best month ever in your same market. You know what I mean? And so it really is a mindset. You know?
Yeah, I work with a group of local real estate agents. And as I said before we hit record, Newfoundland is a highly dependent on an oil and gas industry province. So our off the Atlantic Ocean, or in the Atlantic Ocean, just off our province, is, I forget the exact number, multiple billions of barrels of oil. And, you know, we're a boom or bust province. And right now the price of oil is very much down, and we're in a recession type of environment. So housing prices are going down. People are kind of paralyzed by that. And so I find for me, when I work with agents and we focus on these, the first four steps, and they actually put them to action, and they, in other words, they apply the right mindset to the action, the fifth step, their sales go up. And so, you know, I don't know what else to say. I find from my perspective, if one person puts these things to action and it leads to positive results, that's enough evidence that it will work for anybody who will put it to action. You know?
I think the challenge with agents is they talk to each other a lot.
They do.
And a misery loves company. So what happens is, let's say it is a situation like you're having now, where it's a little recessionary, right? And the seasoned agents, right, are like, oh man, the market sucks. You know, I haven't, I'm not getting any showings. And then they all begin to believe it, right? But then here in comes like some brand new agent that doesn't have this past perception of what it was. And they start selling houses, right? And they're like, this is the best market ever, right? They're going right into it. So you have to compare yourself not to necessarily where you were yesterday, but where, you know, where somebody is actually doing it in your market because they have a different perception. We saw a lot of that with the last crash. You know, a lot of these seasoned people were like, oh my goodness, you know, this is terrible. And then here came all these new kids on the block, and they just crushed it in the, like, 2011, 2012. And the seasoned agents were like, holy dirt, what's going on, you know? And now they're, you see it. A lot of the top agents now are you know, within the last decade, they just started. So so it just goes to prove, I think, that it is mindset, that 80% is mindset, you know, as a slump, and you just need to change your mindset to somebody who sees it as an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe in studying the universal laws of the world, and or the universe, whatever you want to call it. And again, I don't want to be too hairy-fairy here because it might be throw off a few people. But the reality of it is our world is governed by universal laws. And one of those universal laws is the law of gestation. And reality of it is our world is very cyclical. And seeds that are planted take time to grow, and then they die, right? And so we got to work with that universal law and prepare for the downtimes while we're in the uptimes. And so people, I really believe, you know, it's funny, I had a meeting a couple of days ago with an agent who's fairly new, and I kind of inquired about his commitment. I said, so what's your vision in 6 months? And the first thing I caught is that he's quote unquote trying real estate. And so in his vision, he said to me, if this doesn't work, I'm going back to what I did before. And I thought to myself, you know, going back to some of my one of my steps there, you know, you're not relaying any form of commitment.
Yeah, he's going to
fail. He's going to fail. 100% guaranteed. Yeah.
It's like Yoda, right? There's no try. There's only do or don't, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So well, yeah, no, I think you and I are on the exact same page with this stuff. That's why when I had you on my podcast, it was such a everything you said so resonated with me.
That's awesome. Well, Chris, listen, all of these notes of things we talked about and all of Chris's information, as well as a link to his podcast and a link to his book, will be on hybendigital.com/Chris Spurvey, and it's Spurvey. Chris, thanks a lot, buddy. And if I'm ever in St. John, Newfoundland, let's get together and we'll break some bread.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I really appreciate you having me on the show, Pat, and this has been a great experience, and I really love what you're doing for agents worldwide, and I think you're onto something, and this is excellent.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate Rockstars. Please be sure to leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. All 5-star reviews help us get better and better guests for your listening pleasure. And if you have a great review, I'll read it on the show. We are so proud of this show now with over 1 million downloads in 79 countries around the world. Also, don't forget to buy my book if you haven't already. 6 Steps to 7 Figures, a real estate agent's guide to building wealth and creating your destiny. With an intro by Gary Keller. Sold everywhere online books are sold. You can always go to pathyben.com and find out about all things Pat Hyben. And don't forget to follow me on social media. All you got to do is type in my name. I'm everywhere and easy to find. I hope to meet face-to-face someday, but in the meantime, let's meet on social media. Thanks again for listening and keep rocking.